I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then you know what it's time? You know what it's time for after that? There's one more hour, and then it's officially Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, get your questions emailed in now, not tomorrow, right now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. 3 hours of Ask Me Everything as we do every single Friday. All right, I've been nerding out on more and more history recently, been reading more and more recently, and it's very clear that you enjoy history a lot, the same way I do. So, am I going to be mixing it in more and more in the show? Yep, yeah, I am. I am. And look, do you want to talk about the FDA authorizing booster shots for 6 months olds, or should we just do a little history first? The guy emailed in and he said, "You constantly refer to the FBI as the Cheka. Could you give some background what the Cheka is?" And I can. Here's what the Cheka was. All right, so you know about the communist revolution in Russia. We had the czars in charge forever. The kings, basically. There were kings in charge forever. And then they were a late stage country too, and things were getting very, very corrupt, and people were not trusting their institutions anymore. None of this is sounding familiar, right? And then they were beginning to lash out at the people who were getting upset, and so they had their own kind of secret police, and then eventually communism got its first go under Vladimir Lenin. A communist revolution came to Russia. And eventually, the Bolsheviks, the communists, ended up winning. 1917, they ended up winning the communist revolution. But here's something you always have to remember. It's almost good for communism. Good is not what I mean. It's almost a mark of respect I have for communism is this. Communism is never popular, ever. It has never been popular, ever. And yet they have taken control of nation after nation after nation after nation. And when you think about it, isn't that kind of impressive? Right after the revolution, the communists win. They decide, hey, you know what? We're going to have representation and things like that. And they basically give a Congress. They have a Congress. And they find out that they are not popular at all. I believe it was about 25% of the population liked them. Everyone else hated them. And this is how it always is. No one wants communism. No one wants communists, yet they find their way to do it. But what they do, they probably just abolish the Congress. And communists, another reason they're able to get power and hold power is, like we've talked about before, like we talked about earlier in the show, they don't have your moral fabric. Whatever your beliefs are, you have some sort of a moral fabric to you. You have morals. You have limits to what you will do or won't do. If your neighbor kept walking his dog by your house and kept letting his dog take a big dookie on the front lawn, you might say something. You probably would. Maybe you would take your dog and have him poop on his lawn. But you know what you would never do? It would never occur to you to shoot your neighbor for it. It just would not, because you have a moral fabric. But the communist doesn't. Now, I say that to say this. They take power in 1917. They are aware very, very quickly that they are not popular at all. Well, the communist, if it was you, he would try to get popular. But because the communist doesn't have any moral things holding him back, he decides, no, I just need to crush all the people who oppose me. So what do? They start something called the Cheka. The secret police. It started out very, very small, very similar to the FBI. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger the more people they realized hated them. You see, it started out, it was just like a couple hundred dudes, and it ended, I believe the FBI's got about 35,000 employees, by the way, now. It was supposed to be a tiny organization. The Cheka ended, by the time it was done at its height, it had 100,000 armed people within the Cheka. Now, what did they do? Oh, I don't know. I know there are kids listening, so I'll be as gentle as possible, but we do need to be honest about this. The Cheka, get this. Imagine this. Imagine a federal law enforcement arm that seemed to operate almost outside the judicial system, and they couldn't get in trouble with the judicial system. Wouldn't that be so wild? Tell me again, when's the last time an FBI agent went to jail for politicking at the FBI? When's the last time? Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Just let's focus on the Cheka. They viewed their job. They were outside of the law. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to check in. Hey, we want to go, we're going to go murder this guy named Vladimir, because every Russian's named Vladimir. We're going to go murder this guy named Vladimir across the street. They don't have to tell anybody. They don't have to check in with the judge. They didn't have to tell Lenin. It was, yeah, okay, go kill. They didn't tell people. They would arrest people, interrogate people, murder people, and torture people all the time. They were not a secret. Everybody knew about them. Everyone knew there wasn't anything to hold them back. Everyone knew what was going on. In fact, get this, there was eventually a huge outcry, as you can imagine, about this 100,000 person private army operating on Lenin's behalf, torturing and murdering people across the country. And after the outcry, you know what their big reform was? They said, we take it back. You have to tell people if you're going to kill somebody after you're done killing them. They just told them, hey, if you murder someone, you have to tell us afterwards. But they were the judge, jury, and executioner of the Soviet Union. Whoever was considered an enemy of the party, they killed them. Get this. I forget the name, something to do with profit, but they were also allowed to attack anybody, to torture, murder anybody who was trying to be basically a capitalist. Oh, we heard you just sold a whole crate of your Russian vodka to this guy, and we heard you made a profit. Come on down to the dungeon. Your wife and kids will never see you again. Thousands and thousands of people died. How did they die? Well, cover your ears, kids. A lot of different ways. They'd put you in a barrel with nails in it, and they'd roll you around. One of their favorite things to do, just very, very cruel. You know what the Russian winters are like, right? Those are famous. They'd strip you down naked in the wintertime and put you outside and just keep spraying you down with water until you became a human icicle. That was a big favorite of theirs. They did love boiling your hands and then peeling the skin off your hands. And then they would walk around, apparently, if it's to be believed, they would actually put your hand as a glove. They'd put their hands in it to mock you as you're sitting there looking at your hand that doesn't have a skin in it. I'll stop right there because there's a lot more I could go into. But completely unaccountable, an unaccountable police force that worked exclusively for the regime in power. Now are you starting to understand why I call the FBI the Cheka? And are you starting to understand why, with all these other things going on and so many other issues going on out there, are you starting to understand why I rant and rail on the FBI over and over and over and over again? And why I've told you there is nothing more dangerous happening in this country. Nothing. Nothing comes close than what's happening at the FBI. What is happening within the walls of the FBI is the scariest, most dangerous thing, because the history of secret police, of state police, is horrible. You know all the ones that came after? Because the Cheka eventually became the NKVD under Stalin, and then it became the KGB after that, or the Stasi in East Germany, or Hitler, the SS, Hitler, all Hitler's secret police. You know all of them copied the Cheka. It all began with the Cheka. The Cheka is where it all began, and people don't even know about it. The secret police, the state police, loyal to only the regime in power, is the scariest thing out there happening. The FBI, they called the counterterrorism heads together to decide which threat label they should assign to parents who were getting a little too lippy with the school boards. You think we're that far away from boiled hands and peeled off skin? You've got another thing coming. It's a breath away. All it would take would be a nudge. The head of the Cheka, not even going to attempt to pronounce his name, whatever, it starts with a D, famous for this quote, quote, "We stand for organized terror, terror being absolutely indispensable in the current revolutionary condition." They didn't hide from what they were. They embraced it. Notice the FBI arresting pastors for reading Bible verses at abortion clinics. They're getting bolder for a reason. All right, enough of that. You know what, Chris? You know what I bet? I bet a boiled hand would stink. Now, hear me out. They also used to put people on planks, and they'd push the planks into a furnace or a fire. Let me tell you what, buddy. I've been to Iraq. Burned bodies stink. You know what they need? They need even pure thunderstorms in those dungeons. No, hear me out, Chris. Hear me out. If you've got the stench of boiled flesh filling up your dungeon, it's going to make your torturers sick. It hurts the entire work environment. And right now, Eden Pure Thunderstorms are $200 off a three-pack, and it takes the odors out of the air. You want to boil someone's hands? Fine. You don't have to smell it. With Eden Pure, they make that possible. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, whether it's for boiled hands or just your allergies, and get a three-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorms. You have to use the code JESSE3 to get $200 off, by the way, for you and anyone in the checkout who's listening. EdenPureDeals.com, code JESSE3. Give me some water,
on this boat, the yeas are 258, the nays are 169, present one. The motion is adopted.
Adopted. That was Grandma Vodka announcing the passage of the Defense of Marriage Act. Do keep in mind, these are the same people who passed a gigantic pork handout bill for, quote, green stuff and called it the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's how much this thing's going to defend marriage. FDA authorizes bivalent? Chris, I don't know how to say that word. Did I say that? Bivalent? Bivalent? What? Chris, it's not benevolent, okay? It's you think I know what benevolent is? You know what? Forget it. Whatever, Chris. COVID-19 boosters for children as young as 6 months. Back to what we were talking about earlier. You have a system that's so rotted, the Food and Drug Administration is trying to get you to give booster shots to a six-month-old child. Obviously, all this is all about money and things like that. The clean out that's going to take, it's going to take a long time. And it can't be polite. There's no polite way to clean out this level of rot when your country is this far gone. It'll end up being ugly. We need a president who's going to bring the fire and brimstone and fire people that are going to get him impeached. He's going to have to fire everyone. Dear symmetrical or why can't I talk tonight? Omniscient. Oh, probably because I don't know what that word is. What's omniscient, Chris? Chris, look that up. Dear Omniscient Oracle, my question is, do you read emails before the show to prepare, or are you relying on imaginary Chris to give you the good ones in reading them on the show for the first time? You claim to read all our emails, but I'm not sure you do. I asked because last week you read the intro line to my email and then immediately went off on a 5-minute rant about planes and stewardesses that was really funny, but seemed completely impromptu. Please let us know on the secrets of eternally entertaining. Then they go on to call me a part-time radio celebrity, which is not nice. Okay, I'm here every single day this week, not to brag. Chris, what's omniscient mean? All-knowing? That's definitely me. That 100% me. That describes me so well. Okay, one, remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you're going to be, we're probably sending them as we speak, emails to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Well, those don't go to me. I get way too many. It's overwhelming already, the amount of messages and things like that come in. So they all go to Chris. Chris prints them off for me. I generally do not really read them before the show. I'll browse them before the show because Chris prints off a stack for me. I'll browse them. You gotta read through the crazies a little bit and dump a little of this and dump a little of that. And some of you are a little rough around the edges and you write emails that I can't read in front of the children who are on the show with that kind of language. But anyway, I more browse them than anything else. If you're talking about the random rants I go on, like the one about airlines and stewardesses, no, I don't prep any of that stuff at all. I have always found it's best to just do whatever comes to mind at the time. Does that end up getting me in some trouble? Oh, of course, yes. But still, I think it's hilarious. And plus, I love living in a free country.
You know, freedom is not free.
Walmart's CEO warns price hikes or shutdowns to come amid historically high theft and lax prosecutors. Well, I hate to continue to sound cold, but if you're in a poor area or you're poor, and so you rely on a big box store like Walmart for your stuff, no judgment here. I've been poor and I've spent a lot of time in Walmart. But if you're poor and you rely on a Walmart for your stuff and you're worried about a Walmart changing and lowering your standard of living, I just have to ask who you voted for. Before I can tell you how much I care, I need to know who you voted for. I run into this all the time again when I talk to people in various blue areas across the country complaining about this and complaining about that, and crime is bad and they're shutting this down, and Jesse, the taxes and the fees and the... No, okay, no, I get it. All that sucks. That's really terrible. Hold on, before you go on, can you tell me real quick, who'd you vote for? I need to know before I care, because American after American after American after American, especially poor Americans, routinely vote against their own best interests. They vote for the party that raises taxes, raises fees, raises regulations, and now they vote for the party that turns violent criminals loose, most often in those poor areas, to continue to cause havoc and murder and burn things and rob things in those areas. I need to know who you voted for before I decide how much I care. I hate to sound cold, but I mean it. All right, we're going to talk about, well, you know, I mean, it's been a horribly offensive show anyway. We might as well keep that going. Let's talk about Christmas, because Christmas is coming. Yes, I'm aware Hanukkah's coming too, Chris. I'm aware. Please tell me, at least at this point in time, you're buying your own menorah. Remember, Chris is so freaking cheap. He built a menorah out of scrap wood he found in the ditch. What, Chris? What is better than something you make with your own hands? Buying something from someone else so you didn't have to make it. That's what's better. Oh my gosh, heart and soul, you're lighting candles on the thing. You're not rubbing it on your chest. You know what? Never mind, Chris. I want to go into it. Anyway, Christmas is coming up, and yes, Hanukkah's coming up, Chris. And so this is the time of year where you will hear this. You'll hear a whole bunch of happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays everywhere you go. And you will hear many, many, many people, not on the left, not the communists, but you will hear the people on the right, many pundits and politicians, and say, this is so stupid complaining about that. It's so dumb. Why are you worried about happy holidays? Who cares? Well, should you care, or is it really just stupid and no big deal? I'll tell you in a second.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Read the Mountain Air Man.
I've traveled and had my share, man.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you all that Brittany Griner was released for all the most important reasons here in the U.S. of gay.
I think I would be remiss if we did not mention also the importance this plays for the LGBTQ community.
Yes, sir.
As we've been talking about black women, this is big. So this is for the LGBTQ community. Glad releasing a statement, obviously.
Of course. Which brings me to this. Here's what happens a lot on the right. And we allow this to happen because we're oftentimes intimidated or we don't want to look stupid in front. It's a natural thing to not want to look stupid. The only reason I'm able to do this show every single night is because I lack that gene. It doesn't matter to me at all. I know I'm stupid, but in all seriousness, it's natural. No one wants to look dumb, and you certainly don't want to look dumb in front of other people. This is human nature. So this is what will happen. The communists, have understood forever how critically important language is. Language is so important. And because we tend to be more logical thinkers on the right, we can be dismissive of this or act like it's no big deal. Why do you think, look, it sounds stupid, the guy emailed earlier about stewardesses. Why do you think I still insist on calling them stewardesses? I know, I got all your emails. We're flight attendants. No, you're not. You're stewardesses. You know why? Because I'm tired of watching you change the language over and over again in everything, and I won't play along. I don't do it. I try not to do it. Language is important. Language adjusts how people see things. Why do you think they've called murdering babies reproductive rights? Why not just call it murdering babies? Well, reproductive rights and pro-choice sounds so nice. Sucking out a baby's brains after snipping off its head with forceps doesn't sound quite as nice. So you have to use the right language. And this is what happens. It starts slow and it starts small. And you see this in Christmas season, especially. Now, no matter where you go, walking through the mall, wherever you go, it'll be happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays. Which, again, I'm not offended by happy holidays. There are a bunch of holidays. We just talked about it. It's the friggin' what's this? What's yours called again, Chris? Hanukkah. That's right. It started with an H. I'm sorry. I can't memorize every holiday of you people. You have a holiday every other week. Anyway, I know there are a bunch. And so it's not like I'm offended by happy holidays. But why does no one say Merry Christmas anymore? Well, here's why. The communists tried to change that language. This was all spearheaded initially by atheists. I don't celebrate Christmas. Ew, boo for God. You know, it was initially started by that. And then we, as always, because it seemed like such a small thing, we didn't really want to fight it that hard. You could bring it up on occasion. No, not me. I'll say Merry Christmas. But for the most part, you'll get lectures from people on the right all the time today. Ha ha ha. That's so stupid. It's so stupid. Who cares? Well, the communist banks on that all the time. They know you don't want to look like the unhinged psychopath at the neighborhood party you're going to this weekend when you explain why Merry Christmas is actually important, so you don't let them continue to destroy language and change important cultural traditions, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to tear down cultural traditions. And they know you won't do that when you're playing Pictionary with the neighbors this weekend because of shame. You don't want to look dumb. You don't want to look like the nut job, so you'll keep quiet about it. I get this headline, Christmas tree banned from public library, allegedly, after people were made uncomfortable by it last year. Well, that's the kind of country we are now. We're the kind of country where the good people, they shut up because they're afraid. We have become a nation of cowards. We have tens of millions of people who agree with you and agree with me, but you're the only one saying anything. Why aren't they standing right there with you? They're afraid. People are afraid of getting yelled at, laughed at. Nobody likes to be laughed at, right? People are afraid of this culture because our culture is gone, because it's now, well, it's not gone. It's just not the one you want and not the one I want. We have a culture. It's just not a good one. Because it's gone, now people are afraid to be counterculture because it's difficult to be counterculture and none of the institutions of your culture will support you. But the truth is, these fights do matter. the little ways they attack language and adjust language, it does matter. I don't care what you're celebrating, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or what. I'm sure there's Christy. The Muslims have a holiday this December. I'm sure they do, right? They generally do. They generally do because there's so much overlap with the religion. So I don't care what your belief system is. You should understand that removal of Merry Christmas, it did matter, and the communist understood it mattered. And you know what he used to great effect? Right when there was any kind of a fight about the right, he mocked you for it. And so many of the low-T GOPers on the right joined in. Ah, that's so dumb. Ah, who cares? What does it matter? Well, let me ask you something. If it didn't matter, why did he care so much about it? Of course it mattered. Language is important. We have to learn that these things that seem small, they always seem small in the beginning, and then eventually it turns out to be huge. We let a lot of the LGBTQ Air Force stuff go for so long in this country, because myself included, I just don't care what you personally do. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you don't bother me or my sons with it, I don't care. Well, it turns out we were naive, because what is the name of the guy? Now Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey reads books to your children in school. Very clearly, we should have cared more early on. And let's just accept this reality. The slippery slope is real. They mock the things like the idea of the slippery slope forever. The communists are great at mocking that. Oh, you say they're starting out here and it's going to end up here. That's ridiculous. No. It's 100% accurate. 100% accurate. Jesse, wife just told me she wants a purse for Christmas. I am in full-blown panic mode. How am I supposed to pick out a purse? Where do you even get those from? And Lord knows I can't set foot in a mall. It gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. I'm already preparing for the inevitability of those soul-crushing head shakes of disapproval followed by a one-way ticket to the doghouse. This might be the end, Jesse. Any advice, amigo? Man to man? Listen, thank you. Okay. I actually do have advice because, well, I don't even know how I'm going to say this. You guys are all mean to me and no one's going to believe me. But here's the thing. You know that I can't dress, right? I don't know anything about fashion. It's just, it's not who I am. The Kellys aren't that way. The wife has to pick out my clothes for me. I can't dress. I don't know what looks good and what doesn't look good. I'll put on something I think looks great and she'll laugh at me. I can't dress. You know that I'm a bad gift giver. You well know that. I buy these logical, practical gifts that have no sentimental value whatsoever, and they fall flat every single time. So you know all those things. But you should also know this. You're not going to believe me, but it's true. I'm really, 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 really good at picking out clothing items for the wife. No, Chris, I am. I am. No, hear me out. I am. And let me explain why. Because we couldn't figure it out either. We had this discussion. She said, how can you possibly be so bad at dressing yourself and so good at picking things out for me? I'll grab something for her if I'm traveling. When I was in Nantucket finishing my book, Chris, there was some store that I saw she liked. I walked in and grabbed something. Totally random. Didn't call. Didn't ask. Came home. Killed. Absolutely killed. I was slaying it when I walked in the house with that thing. So what's my secret? I know guys right now probably have the radio cranked up. They're probably leaning into the radio. Jesse, how do you do it? Jesse, how are you the dime clothes whisperer? Do you want me to tell you my secret? I will tell you in a moment.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it is official. The second this show ends, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday begins, the greatest day of the week. Get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get them emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The earlier, the better. The show has gotten so big, which I can't believe. Why do you enjoy this? The show has gotten so big that it takes a long time to sort through the Ask Dr. Jesse questions now. So Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. All right, now let me finish dime gift whispering to you. The guy asks, he has to go buy a purse. Has to buy a purse for his wife. That's what she wants for Christmas. And he's panicking. He doesn't know anything about purses. Well, I don't know anything about purses either. I don't know anything about fashion. I can hardly dress myself. Yet I constantly am out there hitting homers when I'm buying the wife things like this. Why? Here's why. Women are always too hard on themselves. They don't understand what makes them hot. They don't understand the hottest things about them. Oftentimes, the hottest things about them are the things that they think are ugly. I don't like my shoulders. I like your shoulders. Stop wearing puffy sleeves. They look horrible. Are puffy sleeves not the worst, Chris? Why do women do this? Anyway, we're not going into this right now. So it's your wife. You know what you would like to see her with. Just buy her that, and she'll be happy. Trust me. And if that doesn't work, Chris brought up a good point. Go ask her girlfriends. That can help. But here's the problem. Women are also horrible to each other on occasion. Sometimes they're great, but sometimes they're horrible. Remember, the wife's girlfriends you're going to go to ask for advice on which purse to buy, those are the same girlfriends who told her when she was in college, "Oh, you totally should chop all your hair off. You'll be so pretty." And then they were dating her boyfriend the next week when he dumped her after she chopped all her hair off. So do keep that in mind. You're much better off relying on your own than hers. Now, ladies, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, "Jesse, there's too much toxic masculinity in this show. You just gave advice to the guys on how to buy us stuff. Where's our advice?" You didn't think I was going to leave you out, did you, Dimes? Pay attention. Here's what you do. You go to MantisX.com right now. Your guy probably doesn't even know this exists, okay? So you go to MantisX.com and get one. What is it? Well, it attaches to your weapon. Whatever your weapon is, don't worry. They'll have it for whatever the weapon is. It will attach to your weapon. And you will give him something that will allow him to practice with his weapon in the comfort of his home. If he wants to sit there, if you're watching one of your really boring, girly love stories, love shows, and he's over there just dying of boredom, which he will be, believe me, he's dying of boredom, and he wants to instead do some practice with his Mantis X, he doesn't have to leave you. He doesn't have to go to the range. He can just pull it out, bust it out, and practice right there and be going through shooting drills in the comfort of your home while your boring movies are going on. There's your Christmas gift. He didn't ask for it, doesn't probably know about it, won't see it coming, but it's what the Green Berets use. MantisX.com. There's your Christmas gift, ladies. MantisX.com. Go get one today. Now, let's get the headline.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Eric Adams stands by Attorney General Letitia James as harassment scandal spirals. Yes, the communists generally stand together with each other. It's only Republicans who will line up to denounce this and denounce that. I denounce Trump. They couldn't wait to do it the second he got himself in some hot water again. Routine for our side, not theirs. Nigeria restricts ATM withdrawals to $45 per day in a push to digital currency. One, digital currency is the end of freedom. You should be horrified by it. Two, I really only read this headline so I could let you know that Chris didn't know that Nigeria had ATM machines. Chris, you should probably know. No, Michael told me what you said, Chris. I bet you didn't know this. Get this. They have electricity, too. No, on my life, they do, Chris. They have light bulbs there. They even have these things. They have four tires. And you can actually ride in seats in them and they drive down the street. They're called automobiles. You're not going to believe it, Chris. I swear, they're not all out hunting zebras with spears. White House calls vaccine mandate reversal a mistake, but won't promise an NDAA veto. So they're going to pass that NDAA and they're going to get rid of the vaccine mandate. And to be frank, it might not even be worth it when you consider all the other horrible crap in there. Fauci says he dismissed lab leak theory to placate China. Okay, so the man who was put in charge. Trump put Fauci in charge of the country during COVID, and the man in charge of the country was worried about placating China. Do I have that right? Man, it's a wonder why we got this thing so wrong. Substation attacks in Oregon and Washington, similar to North Carolina. People have been attacking our power substations out there. You should know there's a good chance this is some sort of organized effort by some kind of terrorist group within the United States of America. Is it some Chinese group, some jihadi group, some domestic, you know, climate change group? I don't know. But these things don't just start randomly happening all at once. It's probably on purpose. What, Michael? Oh, that's good, Michael. Michael said, but how would they have gotten past the border? Yes, yes, that's actually very funny. But you get the idea. Hey, just a reminder, it is winter. I'm not going to be your dad here, but make sure you have some blankets and stuff to stay warm if the heat turns off. And you can get that stuff now. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on that. I know things are really, really tight out there. You can get some really, really affordable cold weather gear for nothing. You should see this disgusting rag Chris wears around, this flannel rag that I'm sure he got for 57 cents at some secondhand store, but it's still warm enough. You can get stuff to stay warm. This might be a pattern. You have to go drastic, right? I'm not trying to spend your money for you. Some extra blankets would not hurt. This is obviously something that's going to be picking up as we go. AOC facing House Ethics Committee investigation. Now she'll get off like all the communists do. Lee Zeldin will not challenge Rona McDaniel. Her victory is, quote, pre-baked by design. So if Rona McDaniel goes back to be the head of the RNC, I just want to make sure I have this right. After losing all these elections and having no success for years and years and years now, from 2020 to the midterms to now, we are going to end up with the same Republican leader in the Senate, the same Republican leader in the House, and the same Republican leader of the RNC. What's that old statement about the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? You know what else is insane? You waiting until tomorrow to send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. That's insane. You have this wonderful ability right there on your phone to send an email, or on a computer if you're some kind of weirdo. But you can send in an email right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. It can be about anything. It can be stupid. We love stupid around here. Stupid is our specialty here on the Jesse Kelly Show. But get your questions emailed in. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will have fun tomorrow. We will talk about serious things, but we will laugh. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.